Good morning. It is June 9th, 2012. The time is 6:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on a Saturday morning where I'm getting my day started, getting ready to get a cup of coffee and head down the road to the job site. I got to work today. And this is a response to McCuglin, Mac. He responded to my audio boo, so I want to add a little bit more on to the subject that I started in my audio boo yesterday concerning free Wi-Fi. I found a free Wi-Fi hotspot yesterday when I was gassing up my vehicle after work. And I guess to answer Mac's question on how much it costs, my local pizzeria sandwich shop here in the village, they are attempting to get it. I guess they have a what is known as a business class internet connection. And I think they run around $90 for the business. I don't know if that includes the Wi-Fi. I think it's all one package because it's a phone and as well as their internet needs that I've seen advertised through Time Warner, Roadrunner. That's the service I have. And so it might give you an idea, Mac, on the cost over here in the States for businesses as far as that's what I'm seeing on the commercials on the TV being advertised. I was, again, very surprised to find the Wi-Fi hotspot there at this gas station, which I would have never thought that there would be a Wi-Fi connection there. The normal gas station I go to, there's a Wi-Fi spot across the street. Of course, there's a hotel. And the local McDonald's there down the road from where I work at, they're in the process of going to be rebuilding it because it's still, it took a hit during the flood last September. So they've been basically closed down since last fall after the great flood of 2011. So I usually would hit there for Wi-Fi for a stop of coffee or something like that. But the Wi-Fi I think is important for businesses. And there's a Wi-Fi spot that when I take my car in for servicing every several months or whatever for oil changes, I sort of look forward to going and waiting for my car now because the particular dealership where I bought the car and I bring the car back to get service, they always ask me, are you going to be waiting? I say, oh yeah, sure, you got free Wi-Fi. I can sit here and check out my my tweets and all the social media and news on my iPod Touch. And of course, they have a big screen TV in their waiting room, too, where they have the news on. So pretty much connected there. So I'm very, very in tune and I think it's a very positive thing when a business accommodates that. And if it's only a few pennies for them or whatever, I don't think it costs that much for business if they're going to have an internet service anyway. They reap the rewards, and I think all you have to do is look at Starbucks and other coffee shops. And I guess, Mac, you're right. There are some people that would take advantage where they camp out there all day, and I don't think that's proper. If you're buying a beverage or something to eat, you're contributing to that business while they're offering you free Wi-Fi. You know, it's a two-way street, but if you're just going there to camp out, I don't feel easy with that. You know, it's just like if I'm traveling, if I stop at McDonald's, if I pass a rest stop or something like that, and I have to use the facilities, I always buy something. I don't know if it's an obligation, self-obligation, or what, but it just, I usually end up buying a coffee or something like that, but which I'd probably get anyway, but it's one of those things that I don't think the people that are just camping out there doing the business, unless they're buying something every hour or something like that, I don't think that's proper. That's just taking advantage of the Wi-Fi. Though people do it, they do camp out, but that's up to the businesses to police, I guess, if they see an issue with that. I don't think it really, and if it affects their normal business traffic, I guess. So I just wanted to do a quick response. That's all I have this morning. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.